Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. In this afternoon's show, I will be discussing a very common phenomenon in the church these days, and that is the phenomenon of individuals being stuck in life, and these individuals, as such, have no idea of how or what to do to get unstuck. So, as a result, they settle for being stuck, and yet they know salvation through Jesus. And so what happened? And we want to discuss that this afternoon. This is an extensive topic, but we're going to be reading from John chapter 4, and I would like for you to pay very close attention to this encounter. And look at how it evolves, look at the result of this encounter that Jesus had with this Samaritan woman. Now, if you would like to know the origin of the Samaritans, please read 2 Kings 17. The people of the northern kingdom had been destroyed by the Assyrian army in 722 BC. And so in 2 Kings chapter 17, great detail as to the theological reason for these individuals being swept away by the Assyrians is given by God. So Jesus goes to meet this woman in Samaria, and there is a city called Shechem or Sychar. Some believe that the meaning of this name, Sychar or Shechem, is drunk town or lying town. And so we read in verse in John chapter 4, verse 5. So he, that is Jesus, came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And so in the Greek, we have the verb sat down. It is in the imperfect tense. And so we should read, he was seated. Also, we have the verb tired. He was tired. That is, he was oppressed by fatigue. Yet, he goes to this well, and it is a very strategic move for him. He could have sat anywhere. He could have rested anywhere. He chose to go to this well. And there he met this woman at Jacob's well in verse 6. And so Jacob's well was hollowed out and in alluvial ground. It was not rock. This well is approximately, it still exists. It's 9 feet in diameter and about 100 feet deep. And this particular well is lined with masonry. And so the explorer Maud descended this well in 1694. And another explorer named Wilson descended as well in 1843. And so when persons would come to draw water from this well, an animal skin basket was used, which was kept open by three sticks, and it was lured into the well by a goat skin rope. And so Jesus met this woman at this particular well, and he broke social protocol by talking to this woman. And so it's also interesting that there was a well closer on the east side of town to which she could have gone, but she chose to go to this well. And you will see why in a few more verses. So in verse 7, Jesus, we read, "When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me a drink?' His disciples had gone into the town to buy food." Now, Jesus had strategically removed his disciples away because of their religious tradition, because of their background. At this point in their spiritual growth and ministry, they would have been unable to comprehend what Jesus was doing. So he sent them away to buy food, and the Samaritan woman said to him, she said, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan." The Jews believed that the Samaritans were racially mongrel. "How can you," she said, "ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Now, this is fascinating, the way Jesus has approached this. She brings up the fact of the societal rules, and Jesus knows very well what these rules are, that he has transcended these rules. They are not germane to his ministry. He is the gift of God. The gift of God transcends so-called racial boundaries. And please note that this word race is never used in the Bible. We have ethne, which is a term that's used in the New Testament to refer to the nations. In the Bible, we have three groups. We have the Jews, we have the Gentiles, and the Church of God. And we have no divisions in the Bible based on pigment, the pigment or the color of one's skin. It is not biblical. It is not Bible. So she says, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" Remember, this well is at least 100 feet deep. And so she asks this very, Jesus has created interest in her heart. And she goes on, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again." And notice how he moves her along. "But whoever drinks the water I give him will never, indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So the first time in verse 11, the woman refers to him as "Sir." In verse 15, once again, she refers to him as "Sir." "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." So at that point, Jesus exposes her. At verse 16, he told her, go. He said to her, go call your husband and come back. Verse 17, her reply is, I have no husband. She replied, Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. And then in verse 19, since Jesus has now exposed her, and he sees that she has become defensive, and maybe flippant, she wants to switch the topic to religion. You see, all secrets must come out before Jesus, and all lies confessed and given up. She was stuck. She was stuck in her life, and he knew it. Now, this word stuck means to be trapped. The word stuck means to be trapped. In fact, the word stuck is a past participle. A participle is a word formed from a verb and used as an adjective. So the word stuck is a past participle. So a participle may have a past, perfect, or passive meaning, such as fallen, or the word sung, excuse me, or defeated. What we see in this woman's life, she has no idea how to become unstuck. Jesus offers her living water, and at the same time, he explains to her, he says to her, go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband. And he shows precisely where she is. He shows precisely where her life has become stuck. Why does she choose to go to a well that's on the opposite side of town when there is a well on the east side of town that was closer to her home? It was to avoid contact with others. And so, sin separates, and not all people who are stuck are in sin. That's not what I'm saying, but in this particular case, I want you to see what's going on and understand what's going on. She doesn't know how to be unstuck. So she has been trapped. She is in this groove. She has settled down in this way of being. Jesus will free her. He frees her from herself. He frees her from her life of being stuck. If she believes in him, she believes literally into him, and as a result of that belief, she is set free by the power of God. He sets her free from herself. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed, said Jesus. Jesus has come to bring us freedom, freedom from ourselves, freedom from anger, resentment, bitterness, freedom from the power of sin over our lives. Jesus has come to get us unstuck. If you are stuck today, please go before the Lord Jesus and confess to him where you are stuck. And allow him through his grace and through his love and through his mercy to set you free so that you can begin to have a life of joy and a life that is full of power and meaning in Christ Jesus our Lord. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.